Good morning, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Show. I am your host, Quentin, and with me is my co-host, who sounds like a man for this podcast, Andrea Hennis. How are you doing this week?
I'm good. I didn't know you were actually going to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, right before I hit record, she told me, I'm going to sound like a man in this podcast, so I thought we were going to go with it.
No, I literally just rolled out of bed and I'm really tired.
Yeah, Andrea literally just rolled out of bed. I was telling her to wake up and she was telling me, oh, but girls need 8 hours of sleep. And I told her, but you're having 8 hours of sleep. Girls need more. So she's very tired, but she's awake. She's got a coffee and she is stoked to talk about the greatest show ever, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great episode.
So the show is called Friendship is Magic, and the episode is called Friendship is Magic. So this is the part one. We do not know what happens in part two. I've been on the edge of my seat since I've watched the first part, because who knows what's gonna happen. And Andrew, what were your thoughts on this show? Have you seen this before?
I have not seen this before. I thought it was a great little girl show or a little boy show. It doesn't really matter. I liked the whole concept. I love the different ponies, how they all had different personalities. I think the best part is that the main pony is super antisocial and doesn't really want to talk to anyone. So overall, for kids, I would rank this pretty high.
My impression of this show is, going in, I thought it was a show for the big, nerdy, fat neckbeard guys. That's what I always remember it as. That the show's targeted towards young audiences, but like the big, fat neckbeard losers watch the show, and that's the people that watch it.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, adults watch this more than children, My Little Pony. And also, I can see why. It was a pretty fun show. For a cartoon, I didn't think it was too bad, especially for part one. I thought it was pretty enticing. Andrea watched this before me, and she doesn't watch much Marvel, but even she walked up to me afterwards and said, Quentin, you haven't seen this yet, but I'm pretty sure this is the same plot line as Avengers Infinity War. Is this not Thanos going after the Infinity Stones to take over the world? And I was thinking, okay, like, what is it? It's just, like, each pony represents a stone. Like, I had no idea what she was talking about. But you watch it. This is the Avengers. So if you do not have Disney Plus and you have Netflix, you don't need to get Disney Plus. This is your Avengers. You don't need to have Marvel because that's what this is. You can have, it's about ponies fighting over Infinity Stones. Literally, I think they're called Infinity Stones or Destiny Stones, something like that. Yeah. And they're all the same shape. I swear, they, like, stole it right from the comic books. My Little Pony. They have no shame in stealing Infinity Stone content. But yeah, that's what this was.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you agree with me. Because when I saw it at first, I was like, wait, what? What's going on here? I feel like I've definitely seen this before.
And the evil pony, Nightmare Moon?
Yes.
It's a big purple pony. It's Thanos. Nightmare Moon is the Thanos of the pony universe. It's taken script from script from Infinity War.
Yeah, it really has. Like I said, once again, it's what it reminded me of watching it.
And so the main character, Twilight, pretty much just remember her as the Nick Fury of the Avengers. She noticed that things are going strange, things are acting weird. So her and her assistant, I don't know the assistant's name in the Avengers story, but in My Little Pony world, his name is Spike. The two of them gather the Avengers to fight against Nightmare Moon. And that's what this whole episode is. The whole episode is just her, or him as in Nick Fury, gathering the Avengers.
Yeah, except for the fact that Twilight doesn't really want to be friends with any of these people, and she doesn't like any of these people. That's the best part about the main character, is she's just this purple little pony, and she's made to kind of be like a bookworm, and she is trying to tell everyone, oh, she knows what's going on, but everyone else is just interested in becoming friends with her, whereas Twilight likes to be, like, on her own.
Now, she is purple, and similar to Nightmare Moon, which is named after darkness and the nighttime, our lead character is also purple and is named Twilight. Is she, like, the daughter of the villain? Is that what a twist is going to be?
Honestly, I was kind of thinking that myself. Somewhere down the line, I don't know, something happened. Maybe Nightmare Moon had a baby on the moon. I have no idea. And she got sent down to Ponyland again to be raised by her good aunt. Who really knows?
Yes. So Twilight is the lead character, the Nick Fury of this cast, gathering all the Avengers. And she collected a bunch of other ponies. What were your thoughts on these other ponies?
I mean, we could go through each one, but they were, most of them were kind of weird, to be quite honest. They all had their own quirks, and you can tell they definitely tried to make them all completely different. Just starting off the top, you have the yellow horse, which I believe was Applejack. She was, like, super friendly, super country, which is weird. Like, why does she have this accent when she lives with all the other horses, but none of the other horses have this accent at all?
Yeah, Applejack would be the Hawkeye of the Avengers, where it's just this country hick. Is really a family man, and I think that's pretty much all I need to know about Applejack. Just picture the Hawkeye, really the useless one that no one really likes.
Except it's a girl, but yeah, that works too. Yeah, and then you have Rainbow Dash, which I think that's the most famous pony. I feel like that's the only one I actually knew who it was before they even said, considering I work in a children's store, so we have a ton of My Little Pony stuff. I know, Rainbow Dash was fine. She was just very hyper, and she tried to fix stuff.
So who's Rainbow Dash? For me, Twilight's the most popular one. That's the only name I've heard, Twilight Sparkle.
She's the one that checks the weather. She has the rainbow mane. She was the second horse.
Yes, the one that flies around and moves the clouds away.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, so that one would obviously be Iron Man, just flying around, very full of themselves. And like Andrew said, the popular one. Everyone loves Iron Man. He's the most beloved of the Avengers. So this is the Iron Man of the group.
Yep. And then they went, I don't think we ever heard this horse's name, but it was the white horse, the one that was in charge of the decorating. And she was just very, like, precise, and I don't know, she wanted to fix things. And I loved the whole storyline with Spike being in love with her. I was like, what is going on? I don't know, there wasn't a lot to her, but yeah.
Yes, she's the one that everyone is head over heels for, the hot one of the group, so she would be Black Widow.
That's a fair comparison, yeah, for sure. And yeah, she tried to fix Twilight, but Twilight was like, no, don't do it. But I don't know, she let her anyway. And then after that, the music horse Fluttershy was the weirdest one to me, because when Twilight tried to talk to her, she just didn't really do anything, and it was like I know Shy's in her name, so I'm assuming they just wanted to make her really, really shy. But then once she saw Spike, she was like, oh my god, a baby dragon, and she like freaked out. So overall, she was the most weirdest, awkward horse to me.
Yeah, she freaked out over Spike. I was under the impression that all these baby dragons were slaves to the ponies, and Spike was just Twilight's slave, because that's kind of what Spike did. He just did everything Twilight told him. It didn't seem like a friendship. It seemed like, okay, you're my boss. You want me to send this letter? Let me send the letter. You want me to help you with this out? I'll help you with this out. It did not seem like friendship is magic. It seemed like slavery is magic with Spike. So I thought that this was just a common thing, that dragons are just the slaves to the ponies. But yeah, Fluttershy or whatever that girl's name is, she was very taken by the dragon. She was freaking out. It seemed like he was a rare species, so maybe Twilight's rich and only the rich have dragons. I don't know. But yeah, she was very excited about Spike, which I also thought was interesting because she kept saying how adorable he is because he's a baby dragon. I was under the impression Spike was like in his mid-20s.
I had no idea he was a baby dragon either. I just thought he was a little guy and I wasn't really sure exactly what he was. I didn't even really know he was per se a dragon. I was just like, okay, whatever. He's like, yeah, like her little slave.
Yeah, I don't think he's much of a baby when he saw the Black Widow pony, because he definitely wanted to bang Black Widow.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's why I didn't really think he was a baby either. So those two storylines for me kind of clashed into each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he isn't a baby, because, yeah, he had quite the hots for the Black Widow pony.
Yeah.
And then, in context, Fluttershy, or whatever her name is, the one that has never seen a dragon before and is very awkward, she would be the Aquaman of the Avengers. I know Aquaman isn't a part of the Avengers, and he's a part of the DC comics, but she can talk to animals, and she's kind of useless, so that's where she fits in that.
Well, I don't know much about Aquaman, but he sounds like he sucks.
Jason Momoa, he's Aquaman.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, real good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And then we have the last pony that we're introduced to, which is the very first horse that Twilight sees when she comes into Pony Village, Pony Town. And that horse awkwardly runs off really fast. That really got me, too. I was like, these horses are all so weird. Her name is Pinkie Pie, which I actually feel like she's a very popular one, too. I feel like I've heard that name before. And she throws a surprise party. She is just really overhyped and maybe, like, a little ditzy. That's kind of how I took to her.
I love her. She was the best part of the show for me. She was great. Oh. The very first scene we see of her, she looks at Twilight, and it's like she just saw a ghost. She just booked it, and you're kind of like, what's wrong with this girl? Mm-hmm. And then it all comes full circle at the end of the episode. Thank God they didn't save this for part two, because I'm glad we connected this story. We finally got to see her again, and she said, oh, the reason why I acted like I saw a ghost and I, like, freaked the fuck out and ran away was because you're new, and I didn't realize someone new was coming to the city, and I had to throw a surprise welcome party. And I was like, what? Who reacts like that? Walks down the street, sees someone they haven't seen before. What the fuck? I better run as fast as I can and get some decorations ready. Like, man, she was committed when she saw someone new to throwing a party. She was great. I also love how the entire time during the party, she kept going like, oh, man, this is the best day of my life. Well, except for the time when I saw you and I had to quickly run away and throw decorations. That was obviously the best part of my life. Like, I love she kept saying meeting her was the best part of her life. She was just fun. I liked her.
She wasn't bad. I don't know. I'm trying to decide which horse overall would have been my favorite.
Are you kidding me? They're fucking ponies, Andrea. They're not horses.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Such a big difference. I haven't grown up yet into horses. My bad. That's
disrespectful.
So disrespectful right now because I'm tired. Yeah, I don't know who my favorite was. To be quite honest, I don't know. I might say Applejack was just because they had food.
Wow, your favorite was Hawkeye? No one's favorite is Hawkeye. So those are the Avengers for this My Little Pony storyline. And the story starts with a backstory to the history of My Little Pony, which was about the Pony of Light and Pony of Darkness. I'll be honest with you, these first 2 minutes sounded like a much better story than what we were watching.
Yeah, no, I really liked the start of this episode. I think it really just kind of drew the viewer in. That's why I kind of thought, I wasn't really sure where it was going to go with all this information. And just the fact that she actually banished her sister off to the moon for life. I was like, wow, that's a little intense for your only sibling to be gone forever.
Yeah, the first 2 minutes were awesome. Like, this is like an Avengers story where the Pony of Light is the hero and the Pony of Darkness is this horrible person, and they have to find the Infinity Stones to destroy the Pony of Darkness. Great story. Yeah, all this badass Infinity Stones, and really the whole story was much better than watching Twilight make friends and Spike be a horn dog. I thought the first few minutes were much better. We are told that the Pony of Darkness, Nightmare Moon, the reason why he turned evil was he saw, or sorry, she, they're all girls, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. She saw that all of the ponies were happy during the day. They were all happy to be enjoying the Pony of Light's time of the day. They're having fun, and then they're asleep during the Pony of Darkness's time. And she was very upset that they were all enjoying the other ponies' time, and they were her favorite.
I mean, I kind of understand why she was upset. It would stink if you were up all night. So she's kind of like, in my eyes, like a vampire in a way. And she doesn't really get to see any of the fun. Like, I mean, no one's ever up when she's up. And it had to be like at least a little bit hard. So she was really just jealous of her sister.
So her solution is to just give everyone eternal darkness. That is her way of getting power. And really everyone acts like this is the end of the world. Is eternal darkness that big of a deal?
I wouldn't like it to be dark all the time. I don't know. I think people would be tired. They would be like sad. I think having the sun is a big deal.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. They acted like this was a horrible deal, so they had to banish her for eternity. I don't think they need to give her that big of a punishment just for making the sun disappear. I don't think she did anything that horrible.
Yeah, no, I don't think that she should have been banished at all. I think she just needed to kind of, like, take a chill pill and get over it. But now she's been up in that moon all these years, and she probably has some strong feelings of she hates her sister.
So eternal darkness, probably not the best call to make everyone love the nighttime, because everyone's just going to envy it, and they're going to want daytime even more because it's gone. So what should Nightmare Moon's solution have been? Everyone is a big fan of the daytime. They're asleep during night. What should she do to make nighttime exciting, to make people want nighttime?
I don't know. Maybe she could have made some sort of events that lasted later into the night. I think she really could have worked this angle. I mean, girls have slumber parties all the time, especially when they're younger, since this is a younger town, or like parties. They could have done something, especially like Pinkie Pie loved parties. That's why she had to hurry and get that party started for Twilight.
So I think the solution easily is just open up a casino. I think Nightmare Moon should just open up a casino that is open 24 hours. And not only that, but the casino can also have a special going on starting at 8 p.m. So the ponies are encouraged to show up at 8 p.m. There's no clocks inside. There's no windows. They won't even know that they're up until 4 a.m. And there you go. Nightmare Moon has a bunch of people celebrating during the nighttime.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get too technical on you, but I think it would just depend on what their ages are. Could they even get into the casino?
Well, you can make a casino that allows all ages inside.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I'm pretty sure My Little Pony doesn't follow the same guidelines as our universe. I don't think they follow the same human moral code. Sure, you can have five-year-olds gamble in a casino. Who cares? It's a Nightmare Moon. She doesn't care what your age is. She just wants some people up.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, so spin the roulette. That's what I say. So they banish her because she made eternal darkness. So they now have eternal sunlight, right? There's no more nighttime because the moon's gone?
No. Her sister took over both.
She took over both. Wow, so she had a monopoly over everything.
It was also just the fact that I think that like she envied her sister and she got a little jealous. And yeah, then I don't really know how she took her power away, but she took her power away.
The Pony of Light had all 6 Infinity Stones. So she probably just killed Thanos, Pony of Darkness, Nightmare Moon, Thanos, same thing. Mm-hmm. She probably just killed her, sent her to the moon, and she just absorbed her powers. She's able to do everything now with the stones. She really is like the Disney of this universe, where she just has a monopoly over everything now.
Yeah, she really does.
Twilight makes a bunch of friends, yada yada. Really, the middle part you can just skip. It ends with the Pony of Darkness, Thanos, Nightmare Moon taking over and defeating the Pony of Light, and now giving Eternal Darkness, and that's the end of the episode. We don't know part two. How did she beat the Pony of Light, who has all six Infinity Stones?
I have no idea how that even happened. I didn't think that was allowed to happen. Once someone has all six Infinity Stones, then they are good to go.
So, what do you think happens in the next part? What are your predictions for part two, since we don't get to see it?
I don't know. I think it's probably going to be pretty predictable. Twilight is going to figure out some way to defeat this big bad nightmare moon, and she's basically going to be like the hero of Ponytown, and she's going to end up being stuck there forever. Something like that.
But like, how are they going to defeat her? What's your theory?
They're all going to get together and use her Infinity Stones to like take her down.
You nailed it. The entire part one is Twilight always saying, "Oh, I don't need friends. I don't need friends. Friends are lame. I need to know how to defeat the evil pony. I don't have time to make friends." Girl, have you seen the title of the episode? Friendship is magic. What's going to happen is she's going to eventually learn to make friends. The evil pony is probably going to lock them all up in the library. She's going to have to realize that she needs to just make friends and calm down and learn who these people are. And all of a sudden, once they become friends, since friendship is magic, the stones will magically appear out of each of the tramp stamps. Yeah. They all have a tramp stamp on the back of their butts. And each tramp stamp will transform into a stone. And they realize all six friends all have an Infinity Stone. And together, they will hug together, become one stone, and defeat the evil pony. That's what's going to happen.
Woo-woo!
That's my prediction. I bet you that's exactly what part two is. Their tramp stamps turn into stones. You know, all that good stuff. So you don't even need to watch part two. Unless you don't have Disney Plus, then part two is pretty much Avengers Endgame, I'm sure. So you can just watch that.
Yep.
Now, would you rather watch another episode of My Little Pony or pretend to be friends with Twilight?
I'd rather just watch another episode. I kind of wanted to watch part two, to be honest, just because I wanted to see what happens. I hate when we have to watch a part one and then we don't get to watch the second one. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I would watch another episode as well, mostly because Twilight's a bitch. So it's a pretty easy decision.
She was such a bitch. Oh my god.
All right, so that is it for My Little Pony. On to the list here. I figured I'll list all the shows off since we haven't done that in quite a while. It's been at least a month and a half since I've listed them all off. So right now, still on the list, we have Forensic Files, Mad Men, That 70s Show, The Office, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Pokemon, Psych, Kitchen Nightmares, Dawson Creek, Total Drama, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Even Stevens, and Hannah Montana. That's our list so far. So, Andrea, is there a show that you want to add?
I have thought about it, and I'm going to add a show from Netflix. I'm going to go with a show I've never seen before, but I think I would actually really like to watch, Weeds.
So we added Weeds to the list. What is your prediction for the show we are going to be watching?
Gosh, I know I said this last week, but I want to get something I actually want to watch. We're going to go simple here, and we're going to go with an episode of The Office. I'm just really fingers crossed on that.
I think we are going to continue the trend of cartoons. We've done it two in a row. Let's go three in a row. And I think we're going to watch Total Drama. That's my prediction. All right, so we are going to be watching Mad Men. Another OG. It's not a cartoon. Look at you getting all upset. I guess there was a show you didn't want to watch.
I just wanted to get something I really wanted to watch.
There are 92 episodes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not as much as My Little Pony. And we are going to be watching episode 60.
Ooh.
So right in the middle there. And that is going to be season 5, episode 8, Lady Lazarus.
Ooh, I like the name.
It's a cool name, I guess. So, very exciting. I have no idea what the show is about. Mm-hmm. I don't think Andrew does either.
Nope.
Or maybe she knows what it's about because she is dreading it. But yes, that's going to be the episode.
I don't. I just think it's an action movie that I'm not going to like. Or an action show.
Have a fantastic day, guys.
All right, bye.